Once upon a time, the most technical any of the kids got was in discussion of space invaders at the local corner store. However, the boom in hardware and software in the schools has lifted the level of technology involved in both learning and entertainment to new heights of sophistication. The sophistication has, however, had its cost. For example, the multimedia CD-ROM, based on the hit movie The Lion King, was a huge Christmas seller, about 200,000 sales. Thousands of the CD-ROMs were, however, returned because the program needed a 16-bit sound card to run properly, when many home machines only had 8-bit cards. Beyond this, many of the current generation of games and kids' education material requires large hard drives and 486 processors. Muriel Pavier-Fenelay works for one of the biggest distributors of edutainment software, Dataflow.
As publishers are manufacturing products that are, you know, really like multimedia productions, they're like movie productions, unfortunately, the downside of that is that the hardware requirements are increasing in terms of, you know, needing a 486 with 8 megs of RAM and a sound card and so on. However, we're still finding that key publishers such as Brodabund, the producers of Carmen, or Davidson, or The Learning Company, or Edmark, are releasing products with requirements that will, you know, so the products will run on a 386 or an LC, you know, 3 or 4 on the Mac side of things. So I think it is, you know, a little bit of a concern probably for parents and for schools. However, the good news about that is that hardware prices are coming down, you know, daily.
I suppose one of the phenomenal things is the amount of material on CD-ROM for kids these days.
Yes, CD-ROM as a platform has really taken off in the last year. We have noticed that it's definitely been a CD-ROM Christmas for us, and all the publishers are releasing most of their titles now on CD-ROM. You know, CD-ROM being a much cleaner media, it's a media where you can store a whole lot of, I guess, information on, you know, up to 600 megs. So it's certainly preferred by the publishers.
You mentioned what has to be one of the classics of children education and entertainment, and that's the Carmen Sandiego series. Now, I don't know how long this bit of software has been around in one form or another, or on one platform or of another, and of course at the end of last year it came out a CD-ROM version and really getting into a whole new audience.
Yes, Carmen's been around for just about 10 years now. You know, she's been teaching children geography and social studies and history and, you know, mathematics and so on for a long time. You know, Carmen is available on the CD-ROM platform for both Macintosh and MPC, and they have just released what's called the junior version of Carmen, which is aimed at children from, I guess, ages 5 to 8. It's a little bit of a slightly younger audience because Brodabund were getting feedback from parents that it was a little bit too hard for the younger kids. So, you know, we're very excited with Carmen Junior, and certainly a lot of schools have already started to purchase that product.
And the other area where there seems to be quite an expansion is in what's probably a fairly basic sort of education area, and that's the area where people are putting CD-ROMs on or bits of software on for kids to learn reading and also mathematics.
Yes. We have had a whole lot of new products as well in the reading and mathematics area. On the reading side of things, we're finding that traditional book publishers such as HarperCollins or Simon & Schuster are now bringing out software products. We've got a whole new range of HarperCollins products that are reading and language type products aimed at younger kids that are available. On the mathematics side of things, we've got traditional publishers such as Davidson and Broderbund, who have come out with two key titles, one being Math Blaster 2, which is the sequel to the first Math Blaster, and the other product being Math Workshop from Broderbund, which is a very nice little product.
There has been feedback complaining that with a lot of these multimedia titles, of course, you do get voice and sound, and there's been complaints that, it's all very American. When do you see the market turning out significant amounts of these children's information education products in an Australian context?
Well, that's always been, you know, a huge point of contention that we have had with some of the overseas publishers, and certainly that the schools and the parents have had. We're finding now that some of these publishers are releasing European versions of products which have, I guess, a nondescript type of accent. Certainly it's not an American accent, it's not an Australian accent, but it's sort of in between. I think it's still going to be a while before we start seeing truly Australianised versions of software products, only because, you know, we are a small country, I guess, compared to America or the European market. Where we're having some luck is with some of the Australian publishers, such as James Makes a Salad or some of the other products from the NewSAP, from the Board of Studies. You know, certainly they have got some Australian voices.